Save big money on your outdoor project at Menards. Take the guesswork out of landscaping with our free, easy-to-use design program. Plus, Menards has the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape blocks at the best prices. Get started on your dream landscape now. Visit us in-store or on Menards.com to see our full selection of landscape blocks and get your project started today. Save big money at
Menards. Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
The late night ahead of Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The Pens, the Players, the Hustlers, the AM affiliates, and everybody else in between. We're breaking it down Thursday night throwdown style. Teddy Cover is going to step up and in straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We'll talk NFL with Teddy. We'll talk a little NBA basketball with Teddy as well, as the National Football League season, unfortunately, people, is coming to an end. And I know everybody's already depressed as it is. We're in, you know, it's not the dog days of winter yet. That arrives like after the Super Bowl. When it's the dog show, when you see the Westminster Kennel dog show on TV, that's when you know you're screwed. Right? And you want to really be screwed? I read a story today about how they're not saying they're going to do it, but it's sort of out there right now that college basketball is basically, you know, they might have to push back March Madness. Yeah. They might have to push back. And it's funny, though. Because every conference, all these conference commissioners, I read this long article about it, and you know they were talking about a midseason pause. Basically, the wheels are falling off right now. The coaches aren't happy. There was a vote that the college coaches, they don't want to play the conference tournaments, and which exposes the conference tournaments for being a waste of time that they are. Anyways, it's funny because I love the conference tournaments in college basketball. I love them. You know, to me, that is the real March Madness. All right, even though it's sometimes still February, isn't it, in some of these conferences? But you hear what I'm saying? Like, you know, that's when there's wall-to-wall basketball. That's when there's basketball on all day and every conference. And you know what? The journey is usually better than a destination anyway. So the conference tournaments, the lower-tier conference tournaments are great. And I get it. It's a lot of fun and stuff. But they don't really mean anything unless you are a mid-tier, low-tier school trying to get there. And the big-time coaches, they don't care about that. They've got to play in the big-time tournament. But college basketball as a whole, like the NCAA, and it's one of these deals where we'd all like to see the NCAA basically like go bankrupt. Like, would anybody really shed a tear? Like, you know what I'm saying? But college sports and college basketball, they're screwed if they don't play a tournament this year. Like, they lost like $1 billion last year. And they can't afford to lose like another, you know, billion plus. They've got serious problems if they don't play. But they will. They will. It comes down to the bottom line, and the bottom line is the dollar. Bring it.
Remember that state championship game you played in high school?
Yeah. We can't get over it either.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
BetOnline.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to a different kind of sports talk.
We're not just talking about sports,
but talk about sports you can use. Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You want some of this, don't you?
Yeah!
Well, you need to know the winner. And I know the winner. So call me now.
Whoa!
$5 for the first minute, $2 for each additional minute. Have reached the coach's hot
line. Yeah, lay it on me, coach.
In the game of my MBA versus
Cincinnati.
Come on. Don't you realize this is costing me money?
The late night anger management class. This is Sports Rage. I am Dave Lorenzi. Sirius XM channel 204. Teddy Covers ready to step up and in. We've got Steve DelVecchio kicking it with us a little bit later on. Larry Brown Sports in the house. Countdown to kickoff is on. Let's bring in Teddy Covers right now. WagerTalk.com, WagerTalk TV, Sports Memo. Teddy, how you doing, Teddy?
Marante, what's a good word tonight, my friend?
I'm fired up, Teddy. I'm excited. The Buffalo Bills are playing in the conference championship game for the first time in a long time. And in fact, of course, the Buffalo Bills and the Kansas City Chiefs, the last time they played in the playoffs was the AFC conference championship with Joe Montana and Jim Kelly and Bruce Smith and the Buffalo Bills. So, you know, Teddy, I might be old, bitter, and jaded, but I'm still a Buffalo Bill fan. Like, unlike you that have zero fandom left for anything besides your win, I still have a little bit of fandom left in me, Teddy, when it comes to the Buffalo Bills.
Well, I guess once every 27 years, you're allowed to have a glimmer of hope. But, I mean, that's what it is, man. It's like, and I was trying to think if there's anything, any team that I would actually root for. You know, I mean, I went to Michigan. I used to be a Michigan fan. I grew up in New York. I used to like the Mets and Jets and Knicks and Rangers. I've been in Vegas for, you know, 25 years, and in theory, I'm supposed to like the Knights and the Raiders. And I just don't have any of it left. There's not one inch of fandom in me. I could care less if any of, quote-unquote, my teams win or lose. Being in Vegas as long as I have, you become a black heart in that regard. But all I can say for you with your Bills is, again, once every 27 years you get a chance. Good luck with it.
Oh, they'll be back. It's not going to be what you think it's going to be, another 27 years. The Bills will be good for years to come now. And listen, you know, they have as good of a chance right now, Teddy, I believe, as anybody. Like, if we broke this down into percentages, I guess, you know, you could argue Green Bay and Kansas City have a slight advantage due to their home field this week. But all you can ask is for a puncher's chance. And the Bills have that chance. They've got to win two more games. If they play up to their capabilities, they can beat anybody in the National Football League. They can beat Kansas City this Sunday, and they can beat Green Bay or Tampa Bay. But I know it won't be easy to beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Hell, even if Mahomes didn't play, I don't think it would be easy to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, Teddy. But I will say it's not just Vegas. Now, you could argue any grown man, unless like you're on the team, like if you're an employee, like put it this way, like some fans take it harder than the players do, right? Like to a lot of the players, it's a job. Football is a little different. Football teams are pretty passionate, but, you know, it's still a job to them. The team that they play for happens to be the organization or the company that they happen to work for, right? So it's more of a job to them. And I get it, but at the same point in time, it's nice. Like I haven't lost the fandom for being a kid from the teams that I'm a fan of. But the difference is, Teddy, I'm not um, I'm not depressed for 3 weeks after if a team loses. Like when I was younger, when the Bills would lose a Super Bowl, man, like I would be depressed for 2 months after the game, right? Like I felt like, you know, like I was Jim Kelly or something like that. Now, you know, it is just a game, Teddy. It, like you said, ultimately everything is a game and ultimately everything is just a bet, all right? There'll always be another game and there'll always be another bet. The wheels keep
going. Well, I mean, you know, you talk about the Bills have a puncher's chance, and they do, obviously. They also are underdogs in this game that they have to win straight up. And it doesn't matter if Green Bay or Tampa Bay win, Buffalo's the dog in the Super Bowl. So they got to, it's not just they have to win one game, they have to win a pair of games as underdogs. And, you know, even if they dominate KC, I guess if they won that game by 40, it might be pick 'em against the Bucks. You know, they'd still be dogs again. Well, I don't think they'd be pick 'em.
No, right now, Teddy, FanDuel has numbers up for the Super Bowl matchups. The Green Bay Packers -2.5 versus the Buffalo Bills.
Sure.
The Kansas City Chiefs -2.5 versus the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
The Buffalo Bills -1 versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
So that's a bad line.
I'm sure that line surprises you. Plus, it's in Tampa.
It's a bad line. I'm telling you, if Tampa plays Buffalo, Tampa will be the favorite in that game. So, I mean, I see it a week ahead of time as a potential matchup, and you say the Bills are favored. The Bucs will, if the Bucs win their third road game to go to the Super Bowl at home in Tampa, they will not be dogs to Buffalo.
I can't argue that. That's why these, you know, some of these markets are interesting, right? For or against. Like you said, Teddy, I mean, come on. Like, as if, and you don't, like, Tom Brady's like 35-2 against the Bills or something, right? with the Patriots. But now, you know, that's the thing that's the only thing besides you raining on a parade once every 27 years. there's the old Teddy we missed. there's the old mean Teddy. So, besides that, normally Teddy would be like, all right, man, if you beat the Kansas City Chiefs, you're going to beat anybody. You know what I mean? It'd be like sort of, you know what I mean? Like if before the year you'd say, listen, you're going to go to Kansas City, you're going to beat Kansas City, you'd be like, oh, who's going to stop us after Kansas City? This is like, it's like a horror movie. You know what I mean? You think you're escaping, or it's like Prison Break. You know, you think you're over the wall, and now there's, you know, the guards start shooting at you. Even if the Bills escape, Teddy, like you said, either way, they get Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and honestly, if you're a Bills fan, I think it's worse to win this game and lose the Super Bowl again. You'd rather lose this week than to be that close again and lose again.
Yeah.
And you know, and then every Bills loser meme comes back to life. You know, you don't want that.
I know, you're right. You're right in a sense, except I can't be negative and even think like that, but you don't think it crossed my mind? I'm like, because normally, like when the Raptors, Teddy, made it, like I was like to the Raptors, I was like, man, just make it to the finals. That'd be great. Whatever happens, just make it to the finals. I'd be happy. Right? Once we got there, I wanted to win. But with the Buffalo Bills, it's true. It's like, yeah, I'll be happy if they win on Sunday. It already crossed my mind. Then it's just pressure for 2 weeks looming, Teddy. Then the real fandom and then the bad memories kick in, right? The money lost, the emotion and stuff. And like you said, oh, and then the Bills. Oh, and the Bills are 0-5 in Super Bowls. Oh, yeah. And then the albatrosses around these kids on this team right now. But I'm poly-positive right now. All right, Teddy, I'm poly-positive. I'm concerned, but I do feel, put it this way, as crazy as it sounds, and I totally understand what you're saying, and I'm being honest in admitting it, but I feel better about the chances on Sunday than I do winning the Super Bowl, Teddy. You know what I mean? Like, I feel better coming into this game than I will going into Super Bowl Sunday.
And I'm curious as to why. Because I remember that first meeting, and it wasn't close. It wasn't even as close as the final score indicated. You know, or the way, what was it, 26-17?
Yeah.
I mean, the Bills' defense had no answers that day, and neither did their offense.
But you know, Teddy, you know, when was that game? That game was, like, early on a Monday. It was an early Monday game, part of the doubleheader, coming off the Tuesday rescheduled Tennessee game. in which the Buffalo Bills had to prepare for the Tennessee Titans and the Kansas City Chiefs. Two of them. And, ooh, the Titans might not have been playing. We'll hit this more with Teddy on the other side. The late-night anger management match continues. Again.
Remember, you can listen to Sports Grid on the radio, TV, satellite, or the internet. To make it any easier, we'd have to move in with you.
And nobody wants that.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Don't think of us as just sports talk. Think of us as a full immersion crash course in sports news
you can use.
You listen,
you learn.
Get the winning edge. This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Radio Network.
Come on, you stupid horse. I got my last $10 on you. No, don't look at me. Run! No, don't come over here. Oh, boy.
I am Krusty the Clown. This is Sports Rage. Oh, wait, I mean I am Gable Morenci. This is Sports Rage. The late-night anger management class continues. Zion Williamson once again goes over his prop. The prop was 22.5 points tonight. He scores 25 and counting. And counting, but now that's 5-1 to the over in the last six games. As we have to start to sharpen our NBA tools, Teddy, right now with football winding down. And I want to talk a little NBA with you in a couple of minutes. But so Teddy Covers, Wager Talk, kicking it with us, sportsmemo.com. The great Teddy Covers, straight from the Strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. I am Morenci, SiriusXM Channel 204. So, Teddy, you talked about that game. That was early in the season. You remember, it was extenuating circumstances. The Buffalo Bills were told, oh, you might play Tennessee on Tuesday, but if Tennessee aren't ready, you'll play the Chiefs on Thursday. But if Tennessee is ready, you'll play the Chiefs, the Titans on Tuesday and then the Chiefs on Monday. It was insane. And the Bills are a better team now. The turning point, they had injuries. Milano was out. Trey White was beat up and out. They got their ass handed to them by Tennessee the week earlier, and it was a short week for them. They played the Tuesday and then the Monday. They got their ass handed to them. They didn't play well the next week after, Teddy, really against the Jets. They became the first team in modern NFL history to win a football game without punting and without scoring a touchdown. They kicked six field goals.
I remember that.
Yeah, against the Jets. They were 9.5-point favorites. They won by 8. 18-10. And then remember, Teddy, the next game, it was, can they beat the Patriots, even though Brady's not there? And it was kind of ugly. It was 24-21. Cam Newton fumbled the football in the red zone late in the football game. And then the following week, they hosted Seattle, and they hung 44 on them. And then the offense started to light it up, Teddy. And come on, you know this. Since the last 2.5 months, the last 10 weeks, Teddy, 10, 11 weeks, the Buffalo Bills have been humming along in the playoffs. It's been a little bit choppy, but it doesn't matter as long as you get through. And let's look at the Chiefs. Ground game, vulnerable right now. You could run on the Bills, but can the Chiefs do it? Mahomes, I think that foot injury is a little bit of a problem. They haven't beaten anybody by more than 6 points going all the way back to November the 1st. We keep waiting for the Chiefs to flick that switch. I think they flicked it, and this is just who they are right now, Teddy. So, like, it sounds like you're leading, like, the Bills. My deal with this, Teddy, and I'll be honest with you, is I'm just worried. I just wonder, it's not from the football, from, like, the tactical standpoint. I think the Bills can match up. I think they can win this game outright. The question is, will Josh Allen meet the moment? Will a younger Buffalo Bill team meet the moment? This is as far as they... Teddy, they never won a playoff game, right? And now, boom, they've sort of skipped all the way to the AFC Conference Championship game. We've sometimes seen these teams sort of hit a wall and get blown out in these spots. It's my only concern. Does Josh Allen get caught up in this, or can he just play through it, Teddy?
And see, that's not my concern if I'm a Bills fan or a Bills better in this ballgame. My concern is that you're looking at Andy Reid and the defending Super Bowl champs at home laying only a field goal. And the reason that this line is only a field goal is because, as you mentioned, Buffalo has been a point spread monster, and Kansas City has been a point spread nightmare. The Chiefs' last cover, November 1st against the Jets. When you go through a stretch where you win every game, the only game they didn't win, of course, Week 17, that was a pretty easy bet to fade Kansas City that week when they were starting, resting everybody. But when you have a team that builds a betting bandwagon week after week, like the Bills, and you have a team like Kansas City that burns their backers week after week. Again, one team's 0-9, their last nine against the spread, or 0-8-1, I guess, because it's a push in the game against the Saints that they won by a field goal. And the other team's, 9-1 against the spread, their last 10? That's going to create a distortion in the betting markets. Kansas City should be 6 here, and they're 3, just because they haven't covered it. It's not like they haven't won these games. It's not like they haven't done everything they wanted to do this regular season. They went 14-1 in 15 meaningful games. All right, the Chiefs have done everything they wanted to get here. They are the defending Super Bowl champs. But because they haven't done it blowing teams out the way they did last year, people say, oh, they're not as good. I think KC's every bit as good as they were a year ago. And I think Buffalo's season ends on Sunday.
Teddy covers kicking with us. And it's interesting, Teddy. Actually, it's like you were reading my mind last night or something. Because you actually
that's what I do.
Yeah, I swear to God, it popped in my head last night. I was like, you know, if I was an odds maker, I'd have the Chiefs minus 5.5. It actually crossed my mind last night. I was like, I don't really understand this 3. We'll get into it about the Packers, but I guess because it's Tom Brady on their side. But listen, Teddy, I read an article. It was in the New York Post, and it was like a bunch of Vegas odds makers, and they were talking about the Mahomes situation this week. And it was some pretty crazy stuff, and reputable guys like Vinny and Velo and these guys, they were talking about how everyone loves the Bills this week. They were like, oh, yeah, if Henny plays, minimum Buffalo Bills minus 3, if not higher. And I was thinking, damn, that's pretty crazy. One of them said that Bills would go up to like minus 7, which I think is insane. Even I would bet the Chiefs if I'm getting 7 with the Chiefs with Chad Henne. But how much of an impact does Mahomes have? I'm assuming he's playing because you think they're going to win. So, but they're not going to tell people this. How much of a line move do you think there'll be when Johnny Sixpack and Susie Housecoat find out that it's a lock Mahomes is playing? Does it go to 3.5 or 4? Does it bounce up, do you think? It has to, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. What we saw last Sunday was really unique. You know, you've been doing this a long time, just like I have, Gabe. When the starting quarterback of a team is in question, they don't hang a number.
Yeah.
All right. Vegas books don't hang a number. The global marketplace doesn't hang a number. And one of the biggest influences of there being legalized sports betting in Jersey and Pennsylvania and Michigan and Louisiana and on down the line is that there are other books now. And they're like, yeah, we'll take your ag. Vegas, you want to hang a number? Good. We will. And they hung a number on Bills Chiefs that we wouldn't have seen otherwise. And I mean, from a sharp money perspective, all the money's come on KC this week. Okay, all of it. But on the other hand, there were books that opened Buffalo minus 1 in this game. Now you ask, what would the number be? And at this stage, Mahomes being in the game is pretty much priced in. Okay? It was priced in at 3, I think. But what do the markets do when they get info? They bet it anyway. You know, will it go to 3.5 when Mahomes is officially in? I wouldn't be shocked if it does. All that said, you ask me what this point spread is with Chad Henne, and I think Bills minus 7 is the appropriate number. Maybe Bills minus 6.5. Mahomes is worth 10 points. Wow. He's worth at least 10 points. Chad Henne's no good. All right? He had a nice fourth down throw. And a run last week. Chad Henne is a stiff. He is nothing. I mean, comparing Chad Henne to Ben. Henne would rank in my bottom 5 backup quarterbacks, maybe. 10 points worse, at least, Kansas City. Buffalo would kill that team if Chad Henne's behind center.
So what about the theory of of you take the Bills and just hope that for some reason there's a setback with Mahomes. Is that, is there any possibility? What do you like? I have it like, I don't know, 90-10. 90-10. Like I said, we had Dr. Chow on. I said, you know, he's playing, right? He said, yeah, yeah, he's going to play, but he didn't really want to give us a percentage on this. But as you stated, it's a good point that you raised, Teddy, that they had to lay a number. They didn't want to not lay a number. So they sort of put a three with almost like testing the betting market. We're going to put a three out there with this Mahomes uncertainty, right? But the Chiefs are never going to let people know that they're never going to make it certain until the last second. So the books almost got boxed in on this number, Teddy. It's an interesting point.
And again, that's the beauty of the sports betting world in 2021, all right? The books are boxed in. And that's legit. You know what I mean? It wasn't this way. It hasn't been this way. Bettors have a chance. Right. You know, that's all you can ask for.
Yeah, and now that's exactly why. It's funny because the other night South Point released Super Bowl numbers, and now I see FanDuel did. Oh, we better get some Super Bowl numbers out here, right? Like, people want to bet on it. As you stated, they're all about getting as many options up as possible. All right, we'll get into the Green Bay game, but what about the pace of the Bills game? You know, I'm usually an over better to a fault. Actually, I have to reevaluate my total betting. I think sit down and think about whether I should be betting totals anymore as much as I do, at least. But I'm not sure. I mean, people talking about this game being a track meet, you never know, Teddy. Playoff games are weird, bro. They're different. Coaches and, you know, I want your take on this. That's the whole thing, Teddy, in these playoff games. Coaches know. They've seen what the other teams have done. These teams have even played each other. And coaches want to do something different, don't they? Like, they shake things up. Like, who the hell thought the Bills are going to throw the ball every snap last week in the first half like that? Like, that, Teddy, they just were like, they were not running the ball. They like the empty back set, empty back, empty back, empty back, shotgun, shotgun, shotgun. And in the second half, they mixed it up a bit. And it was clearly by design, their script. I think they want to get ahead on the Ravens. But we'll get Teddy's thoughts on this on the other side, just as far as the total. And I'm curious to see Teddy's thoughts on the Packers and the Buccaneers. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Arezzi. Vent your rage. Bring it.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the voice of authority, actionable insights, and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
In other words,
information you can take to the bank. Stay tuned for more sports gaming strategies that are as
good as gold.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
Sports Grid Radio Network.
Honey, I've got some bad news for you.
I know, Marge. I'm waiting for the new XFL season. Who will win this year's million-dollar game? Who? Boo!
Honey.
The X is for extreme.
There is no XFL this year.
The league folded.
Was it? Who told you?
Last year's MVP. He sweeps up toenails at the beauty parlor.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. We're throwing it down. Shout out to all of our AM radio affiliates. Kicking it. The mightier 1090 in SoCal, San Diego, Los Angeles, up and down the coast. Teddy's kicking it in the desert with us right now. Teddy Cover, sportsmemo.com, Wager Talk TV in the house. Sports Rage Late Night continues. So, Teddy, about the flow of these football games. As I was stating, coaches like to mix things up a little bit. But if I'm the Buffalo Bills, I don't really anticipate in shutting down Kansas City all day. Buffalo's offense has to be better. They've got to respond. Like, Buffalo's offense has to put up 27, 30 points, in my opinion, if they're going to win this game. But I sort of come back to, like, a 27-24 style of game, Teddy. What's your, any opinion on the tempo or pace of this game at all?
So, the first time, and again, you don't want to put too much into that first meeting, but KC 245 yards on the ground in that game on 46 carries. They just ran the ball down Buffalo's throat. And if you any game plan comparable to that, again, Baltimore tried to do the same thing last week. Just run the football. Don't worry about throwing it against that Bills defense. Just run it down their throat. If you see that type of scenario where KC's heavy on the ground game, you certainly don't want to have an over in this contest. That said, the only way I can play this is over, okay? And it's a similar, thought process, which is why I'm not playing the total. You know, let me make this clear. You know, but I'm like, the only way I can play this is over, but I'm not playing the over. Or you don't want the over given the Chiefs' ability to run and the quite possible game plan in this contest. But think back to the national championship game in college football. We had Alabama against Ohio State. And I cashed an over ticket in that game, even though there was no score in the fourth quarter. And part of the thought process, a big part of the thought process is these are two coaches that we trust. These are two smart coaches, and they darn well know that this game, you know, 21 points isn't going to win that game, which means the play calling is more aggressive. They go for it on fourth down and kicking field goals, et cetera, et cetera, all of which is good for over bettors. Now, when you think about Andy Reid and Sean McDermott, we're talking about two coaches we respect. And we're talking about two coaches that get the offense side of it. Even though McDermott's a defensive guy, he's certainly, Dable's been, as the Bills have shown the ability to cater their offensive game plan against their opponent, like we saw last week where they're just chucking the football around, doing things that, you know, Belichick used to do, which is creating unique game plans versus each team. And this is one of those games where, again, 21 ain't going to get you there. And with both coaches knowing that going in, I have to think there's aggressive play calling. And I have to think that you're not going to see settling for field goals. You're going to see teams going for it on fourth down. And when that happens, I don't like to have under tickets in my pocket. So it's not a total I'm going to bet.
Ted Savransky kicking it with us on Sports Rage late night. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Green Bay Packers sort of get the same feeling in a sense in a way here, Teddy, that, wow, the Green Bay Packers, as good as they are, as dominant as they are, at home at this time of the year, only laying a field goal here in this football game. Why is this number three? Is it respect for Tampa? Is it the Tom Brady factor? What do you make of this point spread?
All of the above. You know, I mean, look, there was heavy Bucs money in the opening round, the wild card round of the playoffs. Remember all that Tampa money against Washington?
Yeah.
And they didn't end up covering the closing number. They were laying, 10.5 by kickoff in that game. But if you bet them early, -7.5, you covered. You bet them all week, they were -8. So they took money week one. What happened last week? Not just a little bit of Bucs money. There was a flood of Bucs money. Remember, that kind of line opened to, Saints 4.5? And immediately got bet down to 3.5, and immediately got bet down to 3 with juice. And then 3 flat, and then 2.5. All right, they blew through the number of 3. So we saw, a 3-point line move the first week. We saw a blow through the number of 3 last week against New Orleans, who had a fair bit of support. So I'm not surprised that the number here is, you know, sitting, let's call it 3.25 right now. You can lay -3, you can lay -3.5. Or you can lay -3 with Green Bay as we speak and take +3.5, I should say, with Tampa. Which, as a better, is your best case, is your dream scenario. You know, anytime you're in where both lines are widely available off a key number, that's a huge edge for bettors. But the fact that the number is relatively short and that the early money this week came on Tampa, again, is no surprise to me. The Bucs, like the Bills, have a fairly large betting bandwagon.
The Bucs, though, unlike the Bills, aren't playing their third straight road game right now. Do you buy into this theory about how difficult it is for teams 3 weeks in a row on the road? And this is another rematch, Teddy. So we talked about the rematch angle from the Buffalo and Kansas City perspective. So, of course, the Packers had the 10-0 lead week 5, had the 10-0 lead, and the wheels completely fell off after that. And the Bucs scored 38 unanswered points. What do you make of that? What do you make of the rematch aspect of this?
Well, that was a very good game for my pocket. I had a big bet on Tampa in that contest. And that really stood out from a spot perspective. You know, it was a Green Bay team that was 4-0 straight up, 4-0 against the spread. They were as fat and happy as could be. Every quote coming out of Green Bay was, yeah, we feel really pleased.
So were Buffalo. So were Buffalo when they went into Tennessee that night. Sorry, Teddy, just wanted to bring that up.
Yeah.
Put another case on the defense, like late evidence. So were Buffalo that week. 4-0 when they went into Tennessee. Sorry, go on, Teddy.
Sure. But so in terms of the two meetings, again, I'm not putting too much into Kansas City beating Buffalo the first time, but the fact that the Chiefs were able to run the ball down their throat did stand out to me. The first meeting between these two teams, I'm not sure how meaningful it is. I'm really not. Now, there's another reason that Tampa's gotten some sharp money again this week in the early money for the Bucs. When you look at strength of schedule issues, this one really stands out. All right, that was another issue with Green Bay in the opener. That Green Bay hadn't played anyone. That was tough, and you know, on the road, stepping up in class against Tampa. The lack of games against elite competition was an issue. And when you look throughout the numbers of the year, man, it's a good way to make money in the playoffs, to find the team that played the tougher slate in the regular season and back them. Tampa, top 10 schedule in terms of strength of schedule. Green Bay, they rank, what, number 30 in the NFL? And my numbers weren't too different from that.
Teddy Covers throwing it down with us. So, Teddy, both teams played to the over on the season. Green Bay's 10-7 to the over. Tampa Bay is 10-8 to the over. We see Tampa's offense has been pretty prolific over the last 6 weeks or so. Let's look over the last five weeks specifically. They've actually scored 30 or more points, five in a row, 26 or more, 6 weeks in a row. I'm not sure about Antonio Brown, though. He's not a guarantee, actually. So that's something to keep our eye on right now. But the Buccaneer offense has been pretty efficient. Brady's comfortable spreading the ball around. And there's even been quite a few drops. And then conversely, let's look at Green Bay as well. I mean, these guys have just been an offensive machine, putting up 31, number one offense in the NFL all year, 31 points per game. Per average, Teddy, what do you make of the total of this game? Doesn't really appear weather's going to be a factor in either game. Although, the Green Bay temperature seems to be dipping. Every time I hit refresh, Teddy, it seems like I haven't checked in today, but the other night it was like, oh, it's only going to be 29 degrees. Then it was 25 degrees. Then it was saying 20 degrees, but it is earlier in the day. But are you anticipating, are you capping any weather into any of this weekend?
Well, I mean, you have a warm weather team playing a cold weather site. You have to cap the weather. You know, you can't ignore that factor.
You can't ignore Tom Brady's the quarterback, though, right, that has played in cold weather for years and won a million games in bad weather.
Yes, but as someone that moved from Michigan to Las Vegas, you also have to know that once you leave the cold weather and you're not in it every day and then you just go back to check it out, it ain't the same. You know what I mean? I remember going back that first Thanksgiving after I lived in Vegas, and I hadn't had, you know, and then when you're living in Michigan, you know, in the fall it gets cold, and by Thanksgiving you're used to it. And I remember going back and just being stunned, you know, and my fingers were frigid. You know, I couldn't move. It was the beginning of the end of ever going back to Michigan for any reason. come wintertime anyway. You know, the summer it's beautiful, but in the winter not so much. But so I'm not convinced that you can ignore the weather factor for Tampa. I'm really not, even considering Brady's track record in cold weather conditions, which, you know, is as good as any in the NFL. It's a factor you have to. You can't just say, well, it'll be fine. You know, you could say it'll be fine, but you got to consider it before you say that. And you know, I'm not convinced that Tampa's got their A. I mean, you ask about the three straight road games. You know, do I believe that that's an issue? It's not a matter of what I believe. It's a matter of what the numbers show. You know, and the numbers show that teams that win their first two games on the road in the postseason are, what, 2-7-1 against the spread. And it's not a huge sample size, but they haven't been real good. So it's worth noting.
And here's, I just stumbled upon this. I just love the, I love it's all about the news and headlines, Teddy, right? And how it it sort of be the, it narrates the story. So there's a lot of stuff. Tampa Bay could be in trouble with the weather. There's a lot of different websites. Here's a Florida website. So this is the Florida News, WTSP.com. Why the frozen thunder may not be a disadvantage Sunday for the Bucks in Green Bay. And then they go on. The game will start in the upper 20s and end in the mid-20s. Winds will blow from the warm southeast up to 18 miles an hour. That's a little windy, 18 miles an hour. Producing wind chills as cold as minus 13. But Tom Brady is the best cold weather quarterback of all time. 13-2 in playoff games when the temperature is 32 degrees or less. And, you know, that's something to hang your hat on, Teddy. You can't ignore that.
I would assume that they were all home playoff games in Foxborough, or most of them.
That is
maybe
true.
There was a game in Pittsburgh. And this ain't a home playoff game in Foxborough for Tom Brady.
He did lose in Denver, actually, that year when Denver went to the Super Bowl. All right. Hey, listen, I like the Packers. Don't get mad at me, Teddy.
I'm not mad at you. I'm breaking down the game.
I know. I'm just kidding. What about the total in this one? So it was 38-10. They got to 48 last time. And Green Bay only scored 10 points. This total's lower. The Bills one's 53.5. This one's 51.5.
So here's your stat. All right.
The Bucs are
0-5. What?
Sorry, Teddy. Music. Yeah. Silence on the set. We got like three. Got a couple more minutes with Teddy on the other side. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Vent your rage. Bring it.
Look, you have a simple choice. Keep listening and get the winning edge, or don't.
And wish you had.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to the voice of authority, actionable insights, and expert analysis on daily sporting events.
In other words,
information you can take
to the bank.
Stay tuned for more sports gaming strategies that are as
good as gold.
We are Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
I think I see it, man.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late Night Anger Management Class, 3-minute warning, level one. This is Sports Rage. Teddy Covers kicking with us for a couple of more moments. So, Teddy, I'm having a hard time getting to my computer. Having a hard time getting to my computer to bet the under of the Buccaneer and the Packer game. But it's one of these deals. I will wait it out a little bit. I want to see the late breaking weather in Green Bay in case it does get, I don't care about the cold, but the wind, and if it's heavy rains, they're saying showers, snow showers, something to keep your eye on, but I'm not overly panicked about it. What's your quick take on that?
Yeah, I mean, so I think side and total are related. All right. If Tampa's going to cover, they're going to have to score. All right, I don't know if the Bucs are going to shut down Aaron Rodgers the way they did in Tampa Bay. And you know, with Dillon running the football now for the Packs, that's an element that they didn't have early in the season, and he matters. You know, anytime you have a 250-pound, you know, Jerome Bettis-type back, I think the Packers are going to get their fair share. So I think Tampa correlates with over, and Green Bay correlates with under. It is worth noting, when Brady was sacked three times or more, when Brady was sacked twice or more, Bucks just 1-6 against the spread. When Brady was sacked three times or more, they were 0-5 against the spread. Packers, three sacks or more, seven times in nine home games this season.
Teddy Covers dropping some knowledge on the way out here. SportsMemo.com, WagerTalk TV. Teddy, we got about 30 seconds, I think. Time to break the Knicks up, huh? Three in a row. They rolled in tonight. I liked them tonight, and I didn't pull the trigger. I'm pissed off.
I had a big bet on the Lakers tonight, so I wasn't going to sweat the Knicks. I was all spent on L.A.
Teddy, great stuff, Teddy.
Pleasure's mine, Gabe. Have a great night.
The late night anger match request continues. Bring it.